the truth of Yahweh, his law, is everlasting. Saints, hear me, please. The first thing that Yahweh did with Adam and Eve, he gave them a law. He gave them a law. He said, of all the trees of the garden, every last one of them, that thou can freely now, freely eat. But that one, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't touch it. For the day that thou eat it, thou shalt surely die. He established a garden with law. And he's telling us the same. That law hasn't changed. We ought to eat the manna, the bread of life. Amen. We ought to eat the truth of Messiah. Amen. That's what we need to eat. Amen. And he came to make known his Father. Amen. That's what he did. Amen. These people say they have the Spirit of Yahweh, and they act different than what Messiah did. We have no spirit. We have been enraptured in a religious covering. Amen. That's the truth. Amen. Just like Yisrael. And that's why they're still walking in blindness. Until that day, Yahweh is going to open the eyes of true Yisrael, and they will see their sins. Only Yisrael. And they're going to truly worship Yahweh in spirit and in truth. The scripture says now, John chapter 1, Yohana. Now tell me if this is the truth. If it's not, then reject it. This is what scripture says. I'm taking a little from the prophets, a little from the Torah, from Psalms, and the New Testament too. This is what scripture says in Yohana chapter 1, verse 17. Look what it says now. For the law was given by Moshe. And grace, but grace and truth came by, or the truth and salvation should come through Yeshua Messiah. Listen now. Listen. The day following, Yeshua will go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip, and he saith unto him, listen, saints, follow me. You hear that? I want you to go to verse 43 now. I want to drop down. I don't want to read all that. But that's what he said, that the law was given by Moshe, and grace and truth came by Messiah. Is that not what it says? Amen. All right, now look at verse 43. I want to read there. He said, the day following Yahshua would go into Galilee and findeth Philip and said unto him, follow me. Now Philip was in Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Look at this, verse 45. Philip findeth Nathanael, and said unto him, we have found him. Do you hear that? Who was the him they found? Of whom Moshe and the law and the prophets did what? Right. For he came to fulfill what they said. He said, we have found him. That's the true saint. They said, we have found him. Whom Moshe and the law and the prophets. He said, think not I've got it come to destroy the law and the prophets. Because if he did that, it would have destroyed him. He had no witness. He was a liar. That's the truth, saint. That's the truth. That's the truth. That is a simple truth. But it's a profound truth. And they said, we have found him whom the law, whom Moses, and the law, and the prophets. Is it an S on that law there? No, is it an S on that law? Is it an S on that prophet? Same way he said it. Think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. Is that not how he said it, saints? He didn't come to destroy them. Because if he destroyed the law and the prophets, he's destroyed. He has no validity. There's no truth in him. He's a liar. He's a con man like all the rest of them. So he didn't come to destroy the prophets. He did not come to destroy the law. And those brothers said, this is the one that the prophets wrote about because he's the fulfillment of that. And Yahshua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. See there? They call out who he was. It wasn't Jesus, the son of Joseph. Yahshua, the son of Joseph. He said, this is what the prophets talked about. They didn't talk about Jesus. They talked about Yahshua. That's who they talked about. His name is not Jesus, it's Yahshua. It's a lie from hell. It's a spirit of darkness. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Go to your libraries and prove me wrong. And sit down with me in scripture and show me. You can't do it. Not any of you. I want to show you something. I want to show you something, good day saints. When there you sitting here, you're treading on dangerous water because you go on this. I want to show you what scripture says. Amen. Look at what it says in John chapter 14, verse 6. You know, it's one thing that the only way a man could get to the Father was they had to bring sacrifices according to the law that they had broke. Hadn't they? Under Moses' law? Yes, they did. Huh? Now look at what Messiah says in Johanna, John 14, verse 6. Look at what he says. Yeshua said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Yahweh, thy righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting, and thy law is the truth. Now, what truth was he? He had to be the law of Yahweh, the truth of that law. You can't get unto the Father. That's why we have not moved this, what we call this religious whore. It has not moved from one state to the other. It has become more vile, more corrupt, more wicked. I don't care what you say. You see no soundness. You see nothing but something with putrefied sores, cank in the head, the feet, because they've not done what the Father said. He said, I'm the way, the light, and the truth. You cannot even come into the Father but by the way of the truth, saints. You're not coming to the Father but by the way of the truth. And that's the prescribed method that he has given us to come unto him. And that's what Messiah said, I can't destroy the prophets. And I can't destroy the law. I've got to fulfill that. And to show you how sure that is, everything will be dissolved before one thing that they said, one thing that they wrote, will be removed from what they have said. And we have removed everything the prophets have said. Sure, this whorehouse, this religious harlot has done that. And she's had her birth from this religious Jezebel that sits over there in Rome. And most of our traditions come from that. That's just it. It's not come by the leading of the Spirit of Yahweh. It's come by that. And then those men that had a knowledge to understand it, they tried to establish their own thing instead of trying to establish him. Amen. Messiah did not try. He did not speak of himself. Well, show me! Amen. He spoke of the Father. Amen. And that's why the Spirit of Yahweh will never speak of himself. It will speak of the Son. Amen. And don't tell him it speaks of him. It speaks of the Son. It will not speak anything of itself. It will speak and show and tell you what the Son has already said. It doesn't bring nothing new. It brings you what Son, the revelation of what the Son has said. That's why he said there are many things I would like to tell you, but you're not able to bear them. And there are things you want to tell them, but we can't even bear them. Look how we even struggle with the name of Yahweh. I can prove many things to us, and we still reject that. His name is not pagan Jesus. What is the Father's name then? You say that's the Son's name. What is the Father's name? It's a pagan lie. It's not the Yeshua's. His name is Yahweh. The Son's name is Yahshua. You hold on to your lies. That's why Yahweh is going to permit the powers of hell to bring strong delusions and lies, and they're going to believe the lies. And they're going to hold fast to their religious lies. And they're going to cry out, save us. He's not going to save them. You don't hear the truth at heart in your heart. You obey the truth. He is the truth. What the law? You got to obey the law. I don't think he wrote anything. The fullness of any sacrifice was the Messiah. That's why we don't need to bring no blood offerings. We just present our bodies unto him as a living sacrifice. Unto him now. Not unto your mama, your daddy. Unto your sons or daughters. But unto him. Not unto wife or husband. But unto him. Amen. Unto him. Now, I want to read you a definition of something. Because I think we all think we know what truth is. Can I tell you what truth is? I will read the definition. Truth. Hear this. Truth. Listen to this. I want you to hear what truth is. What is true in things appertaining to Yahweh and the duties of man? That's what truth is. Listen now. Truth as a personal excellency, that candor of mind that sharpness of mind, listen now, listen, which is free from affections, pretense, stimulation, falsehood, and deceit. That's what truth is. It's free from that. Well, I just feel this way, Pastor Robert. No, it's free from that. That's what truth is. It's free from that. It's free from affection. That's what it says right here. I looked it up. That's what it's free from affections. And see what folks do today? They have their affection. Well, I've just been doing this all my life. It doesn't mean any difference at all. You think about it, because he had kept Sunday 50 years and Yahweh bring him to the truth. He denied the Shabbat. Why do you think he brought him to that? If this is a law, then that law right there is no different than that law. So you must do both of them. For these laws are the truth. And if you deny one of them, then tell me his name. Go to your libraries, you know, your internets, and show me where his name is not that. Every scholarly approach will show you that is his name. Even the ones in the organizations will tell you he has a name. But we can't use it now because it would offend folks. That Yahweh be true. And every man, every man, every man, every man, let him be a liar. You let him be the truth. Let every man be a liar. Let David Roberts be a liar. You let him be the truth. For he is the truth. Now that's what truth is. It's free. It's a candor of mind that is free from affections, pretense, stimulation, falsehood, deceit. It is just simply free from that. It is firmness. It is faithfulness. That's what truth is. Sureness, reliability, stability, and one important thing, continuance. Amen. It never breaks. Amen. It never breaks. So the Father's name has not been substituted. Man has done that. But he has a name. It is. I have such a profound message on Wednesday. You need to hear this. It will show us something in this book that you don't even know is in there. And that's the truth. You don't even know it. The book that you think you read, you don't even know it's in there. Why? Because you just don't give him enough time. And so that's what's good to have preachers. I bless my brothers that free me up from certain things, that I can spend time with him. And what I will show you is so simple that you can just see it in Scripture. I won't even have to explain it to you. I just ask you, do you believe that? No, which one do you believe? It's in the book. Amen. Were you trying to discourage us? No. I'm trying to get Scripture in your heart. Amen. All Scripture. All Scripture now is given by the inspiration. Man has done something because he's corrupt. But all Scripture. Do you hear that? Just think about that all this week. All Scripture. All Scripture. It did not say Scriptures. All Scripture. Amen. All Scripture is given. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh. And it's profitable too. Let me move expeditiously. Psalms 15 verse 1 and 2. I want to read this. A few verses I want to read. Now you can write these down and follow along with me. David asked a profound question in Psalms 15 verse 1. He said, Yahweh, who shall abide in the in thy tabernacle? Who's going to abide in the tabernacle of Yahweh? And who shall dwell in thy holy hill, or the place of worship? And this is what Yahweh says. He that walketh what? Uprightly. And worketh what? Why? Because his righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting. And speaketh what? Speaketh what? Where? In his heart. See, that's what truth is. It's free from pretense. It's free from emotions, affection. You just got to love him. You can't walk in the truth if you got all these natural carnal affection. You can't do it. Because they will rob you of the strength of his truth. They will. You love him by the power of his spirit. Then the love of Yahweh, or the love of his truth, is shed abroad in your heart by the spirit. Then why is there still love for the law? Men say they have the Spirit.
And we know that the love of Yahweh is shed abroad in our heart by the Spirit. Then why there's no love for the truth? Messiah fulfilled the truth. And what a beautiful thing we can go back and see what this truth implies and see what he died for. He died for the integrity of the Father. If that was no integrity with Yahweh, then he could have died all day long and wouldn't have saved not one of us. He died for Yahweh's integrity, so it had to be based upon the truth. Because there are many powers and many beings, and there are many that have spiritual enlightenment, that's what they call it. A spirit is simply something that enables you or animates you to go forth in that thing. That's all it is. That's it. And that is why he had to send his spirit to enable us in the law to keep it and to do it, sister. The Baptists haven't taught us this. And so we got to come to this truth. We gotta bring this baggage of baptism and the Pentecost, all that trash. And that's why it's so hard for us to download. It's difficult for us to do that. So it starts with you by crucifying yourself. You got to do that. Those are the only ones that are dwell in his presence. That speaketh, not just speak, but speaketh the truth in his heart. You must speaketh the truth. This is the truth. There's no other Yah. He is the only one. Can't be no other one. Just only one. One creator. Just one. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 3. Then I want to drop down to verse 5 and 6. Jeremiah. It says, this is the people now, the house of Yahweh, his people, Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 3, and then verse 5 and 6. He said, and they bend their tongues like their bows for lies. But you know when you talk, your tongue bends and twists, you know that thing, it moves up on the top and then on the bottom, depending on what words you're enunciating. He said, but they are not valiant for what? They don't fight for the truth. They'll fight for a lie. You ever fought for a lie? I have. But they're not valiant. They won't fight for the truth. They'll fight against the truth. But they're not valiant for what? He did not just say truth, did he? But he said the truth upon the earth. For they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith Yahweh. That's just it. You don't fight for the truth. You don't know him. That's just it. And he said they proceed from evil to evil. That's a statement. For him to say that. It's not that they proceed from evil to good, but he said but they go from evil workings to greater one. Their minds are so sadistic they don't even know that's what they're doing. They proceed from evil to evil. Verse 5, chapter 9. And they will deceive what? His what? And they will deceive everyone, his neighbor, and will not speak what?
The truth.
That's the difference. They won't speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to do what? Speak lies. And weary themselves to commit iniquity. That's why folks are weary. That's why they say, well, Pastor Rob, now because you have done this, my friend. You can say, you can speak against me all you want. This is your problem right here. You have taught your tongue to speak lies. Well, I just know what he said is right, but my emotions. No, you're weary yourself. That's the truth because you deny the truth. Everything about our lives are based on Scripture. You can find yourself in Scripture. Whatever you're going through, you can find it in Scripture. That's why you got to prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Prove me. And you're always bringing me to a height that I've never walked in. And I know it's him. It's not from reading the books by these scholars. It's just by taking a little time for him. And you must do that. So he said that they have wearied themselves. He said they speak not the truth. They don't speak the laws now. They don't speak what the prophet says. Well, if you speak what Messiah said, that is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. He fulfilled that. And they taught their tongues to lie, and they weary themselves to commit iniquity. They say, well, I just don't feel like it because my flesh, because, yeah, anytime your flesh feels like something, you know you're not spiritual. You know you're not being led by the Spirit. You don't even have the Spirit of Yahweh. Because there's one thing, if you have the Spirit of Yahweh, you will be led to the truth. The law,
And don't tell me that, well, I feel uncomfortable around Sister Soul Brothers because you're not being led by the Spirit. And you need to be led by the Spirit. Abstain from the very presence of evil. He means what he says. What are you going to do, preacher? I'm going to prove all things by Scripture. And I'm going to show you where the tweaking needs to be tweaked too. Sure I am. It pleased the Father by the foolishness of preaching to save them. He chose by the foolishness of preaching. That's his methodology. No other way. No other way. Because that's what John came doing, crying in the wilderness. Repent. He hasn't changed that. Satan has changed that. Because he tells us, oh, you're preachers. No, we all are not. So he tells the women, the men, everybody. Oh, you're a minister. You're all ministers. Yeah, we minister to the altar. We take care of the service of Yahweh's tabernacle. Make sure everything is done. Everybody wasn't a priest. The only one tribe that were priests, that was the Levite. He doesn't change. He's still the same. Truth, Father. He says in verse 6, he said, your habitation now is in the midst of the deceit. That's where you live. You love deceit. Thy habitation is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit, look at this now, you have deceived yourself so, you refuse to know him, his name, saith Yahweh. You have deceived yourself so, you have taught your tongue to lie. That's all it is. Yahweh says, be not deceived. Yahweh is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He said through deceit now, they have deceived themselves. Well, you deceive me. That's not what he says right here. That's not what he says. He says that habitation is in the midst of deceit. You dwell there. I don't dwell in the midst of deceit. I cohabitate with brothers and saints that at least trying. Huh? My habitation is not in the midst of deceit. He said, your habitation is in the midst of deceit. He said that through deceit you haven't even, you refuse to know me. Well, that ain't his name. You're a liar. It sure ain't Jesus. Then what's the Father's name? Because the Father's name is the same as the Son's. Has to be. It has to be. If the Father's name is Jesus and the Son's name is Jesus, I receive that. Just show me in Scripture. Show me where even that name could be even a name that is applicable or pliable in that day or even in the Hebrew language. It can't be because there's no J. Period. Even in the Greek. It can't be. You don't get the same sound with I like you do with J. In, just, it can't come. That's why it's I, Jesus, Isus in the Greek rendition, and then in the Latin, it comes to Jesus. It can't be. It can't be. Go from Yahshua to Yahshua. Yahshua, that's what it is. Yahshua to Jesus. No, you just say Yahshua. Well, that's a tongue twister, I know. So is Benjamin Netanyahu was a tongue twister too. Vladimir Putin, all of those names are tongue twisters. Kind of difficult. Difficult to pronounce their names. We heard about this Osama. We didn't know how to even, Osama who? Osada, you look at it, they know it's Osama bin Laden or bin Laden. You know the bad boy they were talking about. Sure you did. So you don't change the names. Who named the Father? Tell me who named him. What give man the authority to change his name? Or his son's name? He named the son. He knew what name he wanted him to have. That's why he sent an angel to say, go tell Miriam, she's betrothed to Joseph, that his name is going to be Yahshua. He said, oh, let me tell them that. He said, you tell Zechariah and Elizabeth, the one his name is going to be Yohanan. For Yahweh's praise. So hold up, no one in this lineage that, okay, shut your mouth then. When he comes forth, he'll be named that. Every last prophet, every last one of their names had significant meaning to his glory. Every name. That's why these Latin Greek names, they take away from that. I'm going to get back where I can enunciate all of them just in their purest form. Because they bring glory unto the Father. We study to lie, to cheat, spend time doing nothing. Why not study the Scriptures to speak it? What's wrong with that? I will. Look at what Scripture says in John chapter 8. Yohana, chapter 8, verse 31. I've quoted it, but I want to read it. Feed my soul. David said, feed me until I want no more. I want to be fed. Saints above all things, I want to go into the kingdom. I've had faithful brothers here and sisters to let me know that life comes to an end. Brother Fred, Brother Charlie, Evangelist Horn, Brother John Lindsay, Bishop Banks, Mother Smith, it lets me know. And I know there were those that died in the wilderness. I believe there were those that died, they were right with the Father. I believe there were those that went in the promised land, as we can see, and they died, and they weren't right. Why? Because just because he had called them and chosen them. The desire for his truth is law to fulfill their hearts. And he saved them. We're saved by grace through faith that we believe in the grace. And it's the gift of Yahweh. It's not of ourselves that any man boasts. You can't say, well, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be saved. Just a lot of lies. I led you to the Lord. You liars. You can't even come unto the Father unless he... Okay. So you ain't led nobody. You're boasting that. It's a gift of Yahweh. That's a sin. That's a wickedness. If it hadn't been for Mother Soul, I wouldn't have been saved. You are a hypocrite. If it hadn't been for the law of Yahweh and his truth being fulfilled, I wouldn't be saved. He justified himself by giving us a righteous law. And then he fulfilled that law. All those that say it can't be done, he said, let's see, it can be done. How? Just by my spirit. Amen. You just don't quench the spirit. Amen. That's why we haven't gotten anywhere. Say what we want to, but we haven't gotten anywhere. Amen. We're anemic, and what he's trying to do is build us up. Amen. In the faith. Amen. That's what he's going to do in this hour. Amen. He says in John chapter 8, verse 31, Johanna, then said Yahshua to those Jews which believed on him. You see, first of all, they what? Believe. They believe on him. He said, if ye continue. See, that's what truth is. It has continuance. He said, if you continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. Verse 32. And ye shall know the truth. Now, who was he speaking to? Who was he speaking to? No, he was speaking to what? What does it say that he spake to who? He spake to who? Say it loud now, because I want to show you something. Did not the Jews know what the law was? Did they have the law? Huh? Come on, saints. They had the law, didn't they? He spoke to the Jews. Isn't it amazing how Yahweh put things that if we are spiritual, we can begin to catch these little simple things, saints. He did not say he spoke to the people, he spoke to the Jews. Spoke to the Hebrews, those that knew the law. They knew the law. And they knew the Psalms too. For thy law is the truth. He spoke to the Jews now. He said, I want you to know if you can take my word, you are my disciples indeed. And why? Because he came to fulfill the law and the prophets. He said, and ye shall know then the truth. That's when you shall know the truth. You know all the truth, but you don't know the truth. And he said what? The truth. He did not just say truth, but the truth shall make you free. How free are you today? How free are we? We got to go back to the truth. We got to go back. And we can see the power of that. We can see why he fulfilled that truth in that body. Why? Because he can't lie. And if he spoke a word unto them, a law, then it's an idle word if it has no continuance. Does that make sense, Sister Dean? Everything he says is truth. So it must possess a continuance. He did not just speak something for them for then, and it has no relevance. Now, what he spoke for them has great relevance here because we see the manifestation of it. We see that the very deed of it manifest or made open unto us that we can understand without even doubting. So he said, you shall know the truth. He was speaking to Jews. He said, you will know the law then. Yeah, if you continue what I tell you, you will know the law. And the law will make you free. When a man, when he doesn't disobey Yahweh, he's free. He can stand in his presence and says, you're guilty of those, Father, thou knowest all things. He said, free. Free from the carnal mind, free from flesh. We got to be nurtured in this short period of time that we have. You got to give us a little milk and then put some fatness on our souls. You got to put some real meat. No, he doesn't feed the children of Israel in the wilderness just milk. He fed them meat. He sent meat because it takes meat for the soul. You need some meat today. We need meat. The baby can't bear the things that the parents can bear. You look at little Dolph was there. You watch him now, boy. You can't tell him that he's not starry and strong now. You think he can bear what his daddy bears? He speaks with his vocal cord. He knows that he's making a sound now. He's rolling now. You can't tell him nothing. Daddy said, oh, be quiet, son. But daddy not done. Yeah. Mama said, shh. I want everybody to know I can talk. But slow down, Mama. Give me some milk. I want to let that. No, I want the milk now. Well, I give it after a while, little baby boy. No, now. See, that's the way we are. We're not going to dictate to him. He's given us a law. And we're going to have to do what he says. That's the truth. Look down in verse 40. Verse 40 of the same chapter. I want to skip these verses now. You can read the whole text. Verse 40. Messiah said this. He said, but now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth. Now, what truth could he speak of? He was speaking to these Jews. You think he was coming with some foreign type of philosophy? They would have killed him. As a matter of fact, they would have just rejected him. No, but he spoke the truth to them. And he showed them what the truth said. He showed them how far they were from the truth. And they didn't like that. And that's what you're always showing you today, how far we are from the truth. He said, you seek to kill me, a man that I've told you the truth, which I have heard of who? That's what he said. Who do you hear the truth from? His father. Amen. This did not Abraham. He's not heard it straight from him. Amen. Is that what he said? Amen. He said, I've told you the truth which I've heard from the Father. In verse 44, drop down. This is how we are, this religious world today. He said, you are of your father, the devil. Amen. You can tell when those are the devil now. Amen. And the lust of your father will ye do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth. Amen. When you don't walk in the truth, you are the devil. Amen. That's just it. Because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Look what he says in verse 45 now. And because I tell you the truth, not just truth now, he said the devil, he said that he abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him now. That's why he can't abide in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And when there's no truth in you, you can't abide in the truth. Verse 45, and because I tell you what? The truth. You don't even believe me. And that's this generation. You tell them the truth. Well, I don't believe that. I don't think we have to do that. You don't believe that. He said, because I tell you the truth. Now, he doesn't say I tell you truth now. For there are many folks that can tell you truth. But he said, I tell you the truth. For his law is the truth. He said, you don't even believe me now. Because you're religious. You're a harlot. He said, because I tell you the truth, you don't even believe me. He said, which of you convince him of sin? And if I say the truth, how could they convince him of sin? He had to break the law. He had to break the law. That's why he said, convince me. Come on. Show me. I see what the law says. Show me what I broke the law. Amen. Which one of you convince him of sin? That's why he said that. We read that. But come on, how could they convince him of sin? Because he did what the law said, saints. He did what the truth said. That's it. He said, which one of y'all convincing me of sin? Which one of you convincing me of sin? He said, and if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He said, here's the law now. Show me. Convince me of sin. Show me. I stand judge. That's the only thing they can judge him by. That's the only thing they can judge him by. He said, show me why I sin. Show me. I receive it. They can convince him. They can show him he was in sin. Amen. And that is the truth. Glory. And that's the truth. He has made this stuff simple. He wants us to know this. What father that doesn't want his children to know? He wants us to know, saints. And that's the truth. That's the truth. He says in 1 Johanna chapter 2, verse 3. 1 John chapter 2. Which one of you all convinceth me of sin? The only way they could do that, they must go to the law and say, well, can't get him on that one. He hasn't sinned. How did a man know that he had sinned? Because he would go to the law, wouldn't he? That's how he knew that. And then the law required bring two turtle doves for your sin offering. And that's what he brought. And so Messiah said, I'll tell you what, I will fulfill that. No more turtle doves, but just a lamb. The lamb of life, Messiah. I like that name, Yahshua. It ain't Jesus. His glorious, beautiful name is not. We've been robbed. That's why we haven't grown and prospered. I will show you things on Wednesday night will baffle you. I will, saints. From that thing that you think you know, it's in there. I was looking at the day, I say, now why is this word in here? Why are these things really? We don't take time to search things out. We don't. You search out gossip, you get on the telephone and talk trash, foolishness. You talk an hour, 2 hours, 30 minutes, no time for him. None. Amen. It's just good that old Pastor Robert can sit over there. And, no, I don't sit over there and sleep. I'm not a sloth or lazy man. I don't like that. I study the book. Sure I do. Take time and dig. Dig. When I find that it's like a precious gem, I don't let it go. I look at it all day long and all night. Now, I want to read what Scripture says. 1 John chapter 2. I want to start at verse 3. Now he said this now. And hereby we know that we what? Know him. If we what? Is that the truth or is it a lie? You don't even know unless you keep his commandment. That's the truth, saints. This is how you're going to know you know him. Now is this New Testament or old? New Testament? And he shall know the truth. He says, he that saith, I knoweth him, and keepeth not his commandment. Do you hear that? He is, first of all, is a liar. He's of his father, the devil. And what? What? No truth. The truth is in him. It's not in him. That's the truth. But whosoever keepeth his word in him, verily, is the love of Yahweh perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. That's how you know that you are in him. Because you keep his law, the commandments. The commandments are, they produce wisdom. That's all it does, saints. Messiah didn't come to destroy the commandments or the laws. We've been taught that in our traditions, though, haven't we? I know I was taught that. Because I'm persuaded by the men that I trusted. That's why the scriptures say, know them that labor amongst you. I was persuaded about that. I wanted to do right. Because our hearts are simple. That's why he preserved the simple. He watches over the simple. You know, an arrogant boastful one, they will never receive truth. Well, I don't think it's that way. Or just believe it's that way. They're fools. But the simple, he said, the simple believe in every word. That's why he just believed every word. Why? Because there's no ulterior motive in his heart to do wrong. He simply wants to do right. It's good between the simple and a fool now. A fool says no to Yahweh. No. Not a righteous man. Chapter 2 and verse 20, same chapter. Listen to something, because this is amazing how Yohanan, as he spoke. Now, you know who he wrote to, right? These epistles were to who? The Hebrews. Is that right? Is that not right? Now, they were for the General Assembly, but they were specifically for the Hebrews. About the Hebrew, all those epistles were to the Gentiles and the Gentile assemblies. Now, what Yohanan and Peter, they wrote to the Jews because Saul was the apostle of the Gentile. Look what he said to these Jews. Now, listen, this is amazing if we really study Scripture. Look what he says. He said, now, you want, he said, now, look, now, tell me, do we have this unction? He said, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, Yahweh, and ye know some things now. Now, they knew all things now. Those Jews were, man, those Pharisees and those, they knew all things. They knew all, yes, they did, pertaining to the law. They knew it, saints. They knew everything that was written. They knew it. That's why the Pharisees were where they're, what was that thing on their side? The what? Pilasteries. And then there were the law and the covenant. And that's what it, They put that right there. They knew the Lord. He said, you know all things. I know you know all things. Look. He said, I've not written unto you because you know not what? Because you know not what? He didn't write them because they didn't know the truth. They knew the law. And the law is the truth. But because ye know it, and there is no lie in the truth. He did not say you know the truth, you know truth, but you know the truth. And there's no lie in the truth. He said, now, who is a liar? Who is a liar? But he that denied Yahshua is Messiah. That denied that he is the anointed one of Yahweh. Not just an anointed one, but that he is the anointed one of Yahweh. He said he is anti-Messiah. That denieth the Father and the Son. Now what is the Father's name? He has a name. It is not no pagan Lord. It's not that pagan God or Gad. All gods are made. That's the truth. All Elohs are made. They're made. He was never made. He says, verse 23, whosoever denieth the Son, the same have not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son have the Father also. So you can't deny the Son or the Father. Well, I'm just going to say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Not so. You got to acknowledge the Father, because did he do that? The Spirit leaders said that's what Messiah did. That's all he talked about, his Father. That's all he talked about. Deny him to your peril. That's all it is. That's the truth. He says in 3 John chapter 1. 3 John chapter 1, verse 3. Johannes says, for 3 John 1, 3, for I rejoice greatly. Why? When the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee now. They testified of the truth that was in them. That's what it says. 3 John chapter 1, verse 3. Even as thou walkest in what? The truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in what?
Truth.
In truth.
Glory.
There's nothing more greater than that than to know that you all walk in truth.
Amen.
You know the law of Yahweh because that is the truth. And Messiah came to fulfill that.
Amen.
Nothing is going to pass from the law of the prophets.
No.
Nothing. Now this father that the prophets knew, what was his name? He had to have a name.
Amen.
He had to have a name.
Amen.
What was his name? What was his name? And if they wrote a name in there for that one that they called upon, then you can't pass. That can't just pass away. Then why have we forgotten? Because the law of our flesh and our sins have made us forget about the Father.
Amen.
He has saved us that we may give glory or thanks unto His grace. His grace. That's why He saved us. That we be thankful for His grace.
Amen.
His grace. That's what Scripture said.
Amen.
That's why. So what is the one name that Jeremiah wrote? Did he write Jesus?
No.
No. He wrote Yahweh. For the Son came in the same name as the Father.
Amen.
He didn't come in no other name.
No.
He came in the Father's name.
Amen.
Same name.
Amen.
That's why, folks, that's why there's not been a spiritual growth in the... That's the truth.
Amen.
I will show you something on Wednesday that will baffle your minds, truly. You don't know it. I'll show you many things, too. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But I wanted to preach that today, but this is what the Father wants. To let you know, if you have the Spirit, it will guide you into all truth. If you're not being led into the truth of Yahweh, you have a false religious spirit. You don't have the Spirit of Yahweh. That's the truth. And that is the truth. That is the truth. And that is the truth. I want to read this before I close. One thing I want to read. Look at what it says here. In Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 verse 17. He says, for therein, Romans 1 verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of Yahweh revealed from faith to faith. And it says, as it is what?
Written.
So it had to be written before this book was written, right?
Amen.
Before Paul wrote this letter to the Romans. Had to be written, right?
Amen.
Because he established it is written. The just shall live what? And it was written. For the wrath of Yahweh is revealed from heaven against all unrighteous, unclean, impure, and unrighteousness of men who hold what? In what? So men hold the truth in unrighteousness. Do you hear that? Do you see that? Are we that ignorant? That's why his wrath is revealed. Because men that you're supposed to speak the truth, they hold it in unrighteousness. So don't tell me what men are not capable of doing. A man hold the truth in unrighteousness. Is that not what Scripture says? Is that hard to understand? That ain't difficult at all, is it? Well, I don't believe men can do that. That's not what Scripture says. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. Look at what verse 25 says. Now, I want to drop down to verse 25. Who keep the truth?
Change.
Who what?
Change.
Who what?
Change.
So you tell me they don't change the truth then. You see how ignorant we are? Is that not what it says? You know what the change? You understand what change is? Can I show you what change is? If you see me in this right now, I go home and take this off and I put on the red one. And you know that's a drastic change, don't you? Now, they do that, saints. Scripture tells us. Who changed what? Of who?
God.
Into what?
God.
And they worship and serve the what?
Creator.
More than what?
Creator.
Creator. Who is blessed forevermore. Now, don't you understand that's all man is serving today in these whorehouses today? For every prayer is to serve the creature. I want more of this. I need this. I got this. Prayer blessing on me. I need a blessing. I need this. I need a financial blessing. All the, that's it. Because they've changed the truth of Yahweh into a lie. So you say, well, men can't do that. He said they did it. Are we that ignorant, saints? That's why we need preachers. We need men that are anointed of Yahweh. That's why the elder that rule well, he's worthy of honor. That's why you need to pray for him. That's the honor that you pray for him. That Yahweh will anoint him and equip the man. That he will speak without fear. Wondering what you're going to say. Your little emotions and your feelings. But that he can speak without fear, without doubt.
Amen.
I'm not going to compromise the truth of the Father for no man.
No.
I'm not going to do it.
No.
Who changed the truth of Yahweh into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed for everyone. That's what man is doing today. That's all they're serving, the creature. They don't care about the Creator. They're serving the creature. He says in Galatians chapter 4, now this is what Galatians chapter 4, quickly, verse 16. Paul said, I want to ask you a question. What question? Now, Galatians chapter 4, 16. He said, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? For if righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting, and thy law is the truth. He said, I'll become your enemy because I tell you the truth. He said, ye did run well now. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Now, what truth did they obey? And they didn't have the New Testament, saints. Come on, saints. Listen to me. They didn't have the New Testament. All they had was the Torah. The prophets. The Psalms. So what truth were they hindered from walking in? Tell me. Tell me, saints. He said, you ran well, but what hindered you that you should not obey the truth? He said, I want to tell you something. This persuasion cometh not from him that calleth you. I want to let you know a little leaven leaveth the whole lot. Just a little. What truth were they walking in? The law. That's what they had. And they had a spiritual unction then. They have a spiritual unction as a get up and go about you. Do what the Father says. He said, this didn't come from Yahweh. This came from hell. And so when a man is in power with the Spirit of Yahweh, he is led into all truth. All of the law of Yahweh, his commandments, he will walk in that. Why? Because he knows that Messiah is the fulfillment of those things. He fulfilled that for us. He gave us the power that we can be governed by the Father. We're not governed by our flesh. You say we're governed by our flesh. When that thing cries, you know you obey. Don't we? Come on, saint. Don't play hypocrisy on me. I want something sweet. I get to begging around here. I don't care who I beg. Got a little something? I ain't got that. Man. Let me see. I know he got something. Hey, brother, you got a little something. The cookies, just a few of them. Anything. Yes, sir. I'm guilty of that one. I ain't gonna lie about that. I've done that. More than one time. Pastor, I've got something for you. Sandwiches. Now, but, well, sure do look good. By the time I eat that, I say, my, messed up. But that's all right, huh? I'll pay for that one. Sure we do. Who have persuaded you not to obey the truth? He did not give us a... Come on, say, that is so absurd and so stupid. These people think that he had written a book that he has established it by his truth. Folks had... Prophets had died for that. And then it just to be just a little... Something that has no relevance. That's how ignorant we are. Satan knows it doesn't take much to persuade us. Come on, say, what did it take to persuade you? It couldn't have been much. Come on, girl. Get on that thing. And she did it. Doesn't take much for him to persuade us. That's why the scripture says, let this mind of Messiah, the same mind that was in him being us. Because he knew when he spoke to him, he said, it is written. It is written. Well, what was written? Was there a New Testament in that time?
No.
Ask me. Was it a New Testament?
No.
Was no New Testament. Was it, Brother Ray? So it was written, though, wasn't it? But what was it written in? The Old. The Law. The Prophets. The Psalms. So that's why he says, it's written. I know what scripture says, Satan. And you have no power against me. Because I'm going to fulfill this. I know it can't be done. And we've just been hoodwinked. All of us. And you see what he's doing? He's pulling the veil over our eyes now. And we can see. As old Saint Joseph said, I was blind, but now eyes can see. We're lost, but now eyes found. All right? Glory. I want to close with these last few verses. I do want to read this. I must read this. It's in 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. I'm going to read you verse 13. I'm going to read this quickly. Paul said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that they shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Look at what he does now. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called Yahweh, or that is worship, so that he as Yahweh sitteth in the temple of Yahweh, showed himself, he is Yahweh. That's a profound statement. I'll bring a little more clarity to that to you on Wednesday. He said, remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things? And now ye know that what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom Master Yahshua shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. He's going to have a profound mesmerization of the eyes and the hearts of the people. Look at this now. Verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not what? The love of the truth, that they might be saved. That's what keeps us saved, this pure law, saints.
Amen.
Messiah shows us that we can walk in this law of Yahweh.
Amen.
And that's the truth. There was no New Testament when this letter was written. As a matter of fact, I believe this is one of the first books, the first letters, epistles that was written, Thessalonians. And that was some 25, 30 years after Messiah had died. It took them probably 100 years to even compile these letters.
Amen.
And they didn't have printing presses like they have today.
Oh,
just do a little history. Research. He said, for this cause, Yahweh is going to allow strong delusions that they should believe a lie, that they may all be damned who believe not the truth. Now, this is a generation that doesn't believe in the law of Yahweh. That's the truth. But had pleasure in unrighteousness. He said, but we are bound to give thanks always to Yahweh for you, brethren, beloved of the Master, because Yahweh hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through, first of all, sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth.
Amen.
You can't believe the new unless you believe the old.
Amen.
You can't. And he has chosen us unto salvation through sanctification of the Spirit. That we believe the truth.
Amen.
And ye shall know the truth.
Yes.
And the truth will make you free from condemnation, from bondage. You're not bound. You're free to worship. You're free to bless him. That's what they want. Free from mama, from daddy, kinsmen. You're free. You're not bound. Whereby you can't acknowledge him in the way he wants to be acknowledged. He doesn't want to be acknowledged in the name of Lord or God. I'm telling you. I see it too many places in scripture. He said, that's why I won't destroy you, because I have pity on my name. He loves his name. He loves to hear it said too. He loves to hear his name spoken your way. And I'm going to speak it until I can't speak it no more. As the old woman said to Gilbert, she said, I'll bend until I can't bend no more. So I'm going to speak it until my tongue lay still in the grave. Amen. So what do? We walk in the truth. And the Spirit of Yahweh will lead us in all of the truth. I'm going to finish this now. I want to deal with that aspect. That's much more to the truth part too. But I want to touch on that. I want to touch on that. Give us an understanding of what the Father is trying to imply.
Thank you, Father.
He'll speak unto us. We need to understand these things for our own good. That we may know without a shadow of a doubt what the Father is saying. And it's for our strength. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide us into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself. But whatsoever He shall, what? Hear. Whatsoever the Spirit shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. And that's another aspect. He will show you things to come. We can't bear what He would speak unto us today because we don't really love Him. You can't love Him unless you love His name. And when you love the Father's name, you love the Son. Then you can't love the Son unless you love the Father. And that's just it. And the love is shown toward His name. May Yahweh bless you. Give you strength and peace. I pray that He lift you up today. Cause your hearts to be encouraged. Cause you to rejoice in the faith. For I know that He's coming soon. Encourage, saints. I love you all. I'm encouraged. I really am. I believe He's coming. I have nothing else to preach but that. I don't want to be a religious man. I want to do His will. I want to be begotten of the Father. I want to be begotten just like Messiah. He was begotten of the Father. I want to be begotten of the Father. That's what I want. I don't know about you, but I want that. And I believe you want that too, because if you didn't, you wouldn't hear what I'm saying. I want to do what's right. And I know I've done things that was wrong, because in my ignorance, I didn't know. I want to be a humble man, but a firm man. A sincere man, but a forceful man too. We have to have that. If we don't have this righteous law, then we'll do anything we want to do. That's why everybody got their own way. They see things. And, well, I don't see it that way, brother. Well, sister, I'm just telling you, I don't see it that way. Don't tell me we've never said that to each other. Well, I don't see it that way. There's only one way to see it. And that's through the eyes of the Spirit. It leads you to all truth. I mean, one has the Spirit, it leads you to all the same truth. And it's not this crazy mess that we have been taught. Hold your head back and go, la, 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 blah, 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 blah. Lies. That's trash. There's an unclean spirit being imparted. Because what the truth will do, the Spirit will lead us into the truth, saints. Go back and study those scriptures. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. If I'm wrong, show me in the scripture. I'm not wrong in what I said. The Spirit will guide us into the truth because He is truth. The Father is truth. You can't have no truth. There's no truth in Messiah unless the Father is truth. Because He was made. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was Yahweh. And the Word was made flesh. That word was made flesh. No, it was made, saints. It was made flesh. It was made flesh. And when you make something, you know when you make something, you make biscuit, don't you have to kneel? You have to put the flour in the pan? First of all, you got to sift it. Get everything ready. Put the flour in the pan. Put a little water, a little milk. Beat it up. Kneel it. Roll it out. Then you got to cut it out. Then you got to bake it. Sure, He was made flesh. And He put Him in the fire furnace of this sin den of this wicked world. And they did all they could to kill Him. I'll tell you something, they did kill Him. And they would do the same thing to you if we were truly sons of God. Well, may He bless you. Be encouraged, saints. Pray for me. I need that. I need you to pray for me. Above all things, I want to be sincere. I want to walk, you know, pure with Yahweh. I really do. Anyway, I'm not going to compromise with anyone. Can I say this before we dismiss? There's a brother and a sister. I want to read the article to them. Beautiful brother and sister. That when Yahweh, first of all, when He began to bring them to the knowledge of the Sabbath, there were a lot of people, 120 people they were fellowshipping with. And so when He brought them that knowledge, they began to talk about it, so they disfellowshipped them. So they had to move 30 miles away to another group of people. And so He began to deal with them about His name. And they said they went and they researched it. And when they went to the library, they said they found so much stuff they couldn't believe it. As a matter of fact, they called it a conspiracy. It wasn't because they heard no Yahweh preachers. He began to deal with them about His name. And they say when they went to the library, they found such stuff they couldn't believe what they found. They couldn't believe it. It's there. Don't be afraid. Just go to the library and look it up. You'll find it. It's there. All of them know. They know Hebrew name. Then this word is a Hebrew word. It ain't for us no way then. Let's just go on to hell, do our thing. And they said, this is what they said. They said that when they first came to that knowledge, they said, they start preaching against it. Because they didn't want to lose fellowship with the ones they were fellowshipping with. And Yahweh convicted their hearts and said, no, that's not so. And then they said that to just honestly face the fact. What would they rather do, lose fellowship with them or to lose his fellowship? So they choose to lose their fellowship. And so there are very few of them. He said, we really don't have nobody, just us. But that is his name. And I know that's his name. He has a name. And his name is not Lord. It is not God. If you know even the word God, you don't even know that. We don't know. We are dumb. We are stupid people. We really are. We just don't know. That's why he said, my people are sottish people. They are sottish. We don't want to know. We don't want to know. We want to hide our heads under the rug and just, we don't want to know. And once she said they began to see that, they began to see certain things and say, my. As a matter of fact, they said, it is a conspiracy what man has done. They have covered the name of the Father. That's why everybody got their own God, the Baptists, the Methodists, they got their own gods. I'm telling you, the Pentecostal. Because the Pentecostal God doesn't make them act the same way as the Baptists. They did, but they all say they serve in God, but they're not. May Yahweh bless you. Father, look upon your people, give them strength and peace. I pray in Messiah's name. God bless you all.